Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Tzadi in Meseches Psachim, Erev Sukkis, Tafshin Ayin Dalid. The streets here of Eretz Yisrael are alive of people running to make their last-minute Arba Minim purchases. Bezer Hashem, I'm looking forward in Chalamoid in learning with you outside in the Sukkah and sharing some of the sounds of Simcha, of Zman Simcha Seinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu really wanted us to work this Erev Sukkos because today's daf is not an easy one at all. What we are going to discuss is the opinion that we had learned yesterday in the last few minutes of the shiur towards the end of Peites Amebeis, that if one purchases a Karban Pesach, the money is considered chulin. And in order to understand why that money is considered chulin, the Gemara gets involved with the halachos of the status of karbanos, particularly if a woman who's a zona, the present that was given to a zona cannot be used, of course, for kachim, whether that applies to Karban Pesach as well. The Gemara will also discuss the famous machlokes between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Chachamim, whether kachim kailim are mamon gevoah or mamon bailim. We will discuss the position of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says that kachim kalim is considered legally the private ownership of the individual. It's not considered of bailus of hegdish. All of this will be discussed to get to the bottom of the idea that the money that is designated for Karban Pesach, according to the braisa that we learned yesterday, is not considered kadosh. It can be used for chulin after it's given to another person. That will take up almost all of Tzad Yom and Aleph. Then we will have the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzad Yom and Aleph that will discuss the halachos of a Zav bringing a Karban Pesach after his Tahara. The Gemara will discuss the halachos of Tvul Yom, and coming on to Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss, of course, the concept of Herev Shemesh that comes up when a Zav goes to the Mikvah. And the Gemara will discuss more halachos about the Zav and Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Finally, at the end of the hour daf, we will discuss the halachos of a Zava, and when is the earliest time that a Zava could bring her carbon. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up from three lines from the bottom, on Peites Amebeis, Amar Ula V'Tema Rabbi Yoshia. Ula, and some said Rabbi Yoshia, said a dramatic expression to emphasize the challenge we're about to face. Amar Ula v'itema Rabbi Yosha, Ula sen name Rabbi Yosha, Efshe yodi chaverim bavloi, taima daha milsa. Do my Babylonian friends, he gave them a challenge, could they explain the logic behind what we learned yesterday? Zeh frish telepischo. There was one person who set aside his carbon, an animal for a carbon, for Karban Pesach. And then someone else set aside money to be included in Karban Pesach, and he gave it as a, if you will, partnership to be part of that Karban Pesach. How is it that the money of Hegdish is transferred onto the Karban? So Shimon, who set aside money, he gives it to Reuven, and we consider the Hegdish of that money as if it transferred onto the Hegdish of the Karban Pesach, Diktani, that we learned yesterday, Moshe b'yadei chulin, that the money in his hands is chulin. Once Reuven receives the money, it's going to be chulin. Abaye suggests that there are two explanations. One, the one that he likes, and the other of Rabbi Yoshia. And both, the Gemara will suggest in great detail and discuss. The Gemara does not present it, though, as if it has two explanations. It has Abaye speaking about two explanations at once. So we have to read this carefully. Amar Abaye said, Ilav d'ukmi Rabbi Oshia, lahi b'mane zone al pischo. Reb Oshia said that that case was talking about, where it was a zona who gave her payment to join in to a Karban Pesach, v'rebihi. And it could be explained according to the Shita of Rebbe. This is how Rabbi Yoshia explained it. Rashi explains that the opinion of Rebbe that Rabbi Yoshia is working with is the notion that a Pesach is a personal ownership It's Mamon Bailim and not Mamon Gavoah. That is a theme, as we mentioned in our introduction, that's going to be central throughout today's daf, and that is that there are two ways to understand Kodshim. When someone consecrates an animal for Kodesh, is it considered as if he transferred its financial status to Gavoah as well, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Kodshim as well, or he has now created some type of Achrayus, some types of Neder, that says that it has to be given to Hegdish, but it's still considered his money. Rebbe is of the opinion that Pesach is Mamon Bailim.
Now Rebbe Yoshia uses this position of Rebbe, as Rashi describes on the first line in our Amud, for a Mishnah in Temura later on, Adaf Lamed Amud Beis, that says that the gift of an Esnan to Hegdish, in theory, should be Usur, because the Esnan transfers the financial status of the Esnan to the Behema. Ultimately, the Gemara has Xeris HaKosav that says that it's Mutter, but in theory, it should be Usur. Now, if we say that Pesach is Mamon Kodshim, and Kodshim is Mamon Kodshim, Kodshim Kalim, so why should it possibly be that she has the ability to transfer that status? It must be that in the case of Pesach, the Karban Pesach is Mamon Bailim. Just like Rebbe suggests when it comes to the case of the Osnan, and in the case of the Esnan, because it's her money, so then she transfers the status of Iser onto the Karban. Otherwise, we should have a rule, Ein Adam Iser Davar Shein Ashaloi, explains Rashi on the end of the first line. So just like Rebbe Yoshia explained the Mishnah in Temura that way, just a minute, Shlomo Zalman, so too, we can explain this halacha by Karban Pesach as well. That since the Karban Pesach is the Mamon Bailim, so then in such an instance, when someone is Magdish, is Karban Pesach, they're not being Magdish it entirely. That's how the Gemara later on will explain according to the Shita of Rebbe. And therefore, when a purchase is made of the Karban, so then in such a case, it doesn't necessarily mean, just a second, Shlomo Zalman, just doesn't mean that the Kedusha is going to be transferred to this money. However, continues Abaye, this is one explanation to be Masbir the Mishnah according to Rebbe that holds that Pesach is Mamon Bailim. That was Rebbe Yoshia's approach in that Mishnah in Temura. Havach mikmina la lahin, I would have explained, says Abaye, bikodshim kalim, that we're dealing with kodshim kalim, all kachim kalim, va'aliba de Rabbi Yossi Agli, da'amer kachim kalim, mamin bailim hu. There is a dramatic sugya in Bava Kama about kachim bailim, kachim kalim, mamin bailim, kachim kalim being kachim that is designated for the Mizbeach. One of the features of kachim kalim is many of them are eaten by the bailim themselves. If it would be Kodshei Kodshim, it's not eaten by a Yisrael. So Kodshim Kailim, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, belongs to the Bailim. That's how I would have explained the Mishnah in Temura, says Abaye. However, Avol BePesach, but when it comes to Pesach, I would not have said that Rebbe holds that it's Mamon Bailim. Loi Mishayu Inish B'mos. People do not leave over in the money any... Excuse me, people do not leave over in the Karban Pesach anything. Avol bePesach lo mishayir inish. People won't leave over anything. Bimos, but in the money, so we put the parenthesis, the comma, after lo mishayir inish, avol bePesach lo mishayir inish. Bimos, but if they designate money, vade mishayir inish, they have intention to retain it for chulin. The meikara ki mafrish luhu, when they designated adaita dahachi mafreshlu, they designated with the intention that even if the money will be used for a Karban Pesach, that the status of the money would be chulin va'rebihi. And then our brisa that we had learned that the money that's used to purchase a Karban Pesach, that it's chulin, follows Rebbe. Umishum hachi moshe biyadoi chulin. And for that reason, the money in his hands is chulin. Ubemos vadem ishayir inish. And with money, people definitely leave over for chulin. So to summarize this difficult Gemara, we have Abaye suggesting that the Mishnah in Temura, just like it was explained by Rabbi Oshia, according to Rebbe, for all kachim, that he's Meshayer, and he doesn't give it over to Gavoa, rather it's given over to chulin. That's why Meikar Dina, but on the pure rule, the Esnan's Matana will be Aser, and we don't say Ein Adam Aser Davar Shein Shlo, because they retain Mamon Bailim. So too, when it comes to the Karban Pesach and the monies, while Abaye suggests that you could differentiate between the Pesach, where there Rebbe would say that's not considered Mamon Bailim. However, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there is a rule of Mamon Bailim. But be Pesach lo mishar inish, people do not leave over anything in the monies, but the money, not the carbon Pesach itself, people leave over, and they intend to leave it as chulin, and therefore it retains its status of chulin. That's why, so you buy the carbon Pesach, the money is still going to be chulin. Vahi, and why did I, Abaye, not learn that that mission is going to, according to Rebbe, in the case of the Esnan, the Kamukala Rebbe Oshia ke Rebbe, the Rebbe Oshia gives the explanation of Rebbe, lo mukminala ana ke Rebbe. I would never have given that explanation that's going according to Rebbe, as Abaye had argued before, the Pesach lo mishayir inish, because people don't leave over anything in the Karban Pesach, and therefore it's not considered mamon bailim, either only mamon gavoa. At the same time, Vaha, our Brisa, that said that the leftover money, or the money that's used, is has a din of chulin. Why did I say that's following Rebbe? Lekaluk mikra Rebbe Yossi. That cannot follow the Shita Rebbe Yossi, who holds that Kachim Kailim is Mamon Bailim. Dataniba, because in that same Brisa it says, Vamochar alos v'shlam lo asav lokum, that you can sell your Kachim. According to Rebbe Yossi Aglili, you can, because Kachim Kailim is Mamon Bailim. Finishes Abaye with his analysis. Vahashto du ukme, Rabbi Oshia. Vahi b'manizon al pischov Rabbi. Once Rabbi Oshia explained the Mishnah in Tmurim as going according to Rabbi, and the Zona could make the carbon asur because it's considered mamon bailim. And the case over there, according to Rabbi Oshia, is talking about carbon pesach. Shema mino. We see from here the svirle that Rabbi Oshia holds afilu bepischo mishayir inish. That Rebbe is of the opinion that people, when they're magdish their carbon pesach, they don't intend to give it over entirely to hegdish. What are we referring to? Mahi de Rabbi Oshia. What exactly is the case of Rabbi Oshia? Now we finally quote the makar that Rabbi Oshia and Abaye were fighting about. This not, as we learn in Tmura and Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Nosun lo mukdoshim be'esnana. If someone gave an esnan as a reward for her avera, kodshim hare elu mutarin. The halacha is that it could be used still as kodshim because the esnan does not have the ability to make it aser. Tchulin hare yu aserin. But if it's of chulin, it's aser. The Mishnah there spells out a little more. We could have said Shahiya Badin, it would have been a Kal V'chomer. When it comes to Hegdish, that Amul Pasels Hegdish, Ein Esnan Umechir Chalalehen, so that the fact that it was given, this Hegdish was given to an Esnan, nevertheless, it doesn't grab hold of the Hegdish is still Mutter. Oifis, She'ein Amul Pasel Behen. Oifis, where Mum isn't Pasel, Ein Udin She'ein Esnan. The chol neder comes to include the ofos, that the ofos will become aser when they're given to the esnan. But the Braisa asks, kal v'chomer l'mukdashin, wouldn't you make a kal v'chomer then to say mukdashin is aser? What would the kal v'chomer be? Me'ata, ma oifos she'en mul posel behen esnan mechir chalalehen, mukdashin she'en mul posel behen, ein oidin she'esnan mechir chalalehen, tam aloimer l'chol neder, Prat Lindor, L'chol Neder, that the Torah says, Lo Savi Esnan Zor Mechil Kerev L'chol Neder, for a Neder, that if it was already Nadur, if it was already donated to the Beis HaMikdash, in such a case, then the Esnan doesn't affect it, based on the idea, presumably, that we saw on the first line in Rashi, on the top of the Amud, that it's Ein Adam Oiser Dover Shein Shaloi. At the time, because Rachmana Neder, if the Torah had said nothing, then we would have thought the Esnan could make it Aser. Halav Hachi Hava Mina Mukdashim Chalas Ezonan Aleh. There would be an Iser Esnan. Ein Adam Dover Oiser Dover Shein Shaloi. But what about this idea, that a person cannot make something that's Aser that's not his? This, says the Gemara, is what compels Rabbi Oshia. Amar Rabbi Oshia, b'meman ezon al pischo v'rebihi. It's going in a case of where someone brings the Zona as included into his Karban Pesach, and the Chiddush is that she can affect the Karban Pesach because we follow the opinion of Rebbe that says that Karban Pesach is Mamam Bailim. And therefore, since it's not entirely Kachim, so then she could affect the status of the Karban Pesach, and we don't say, wait a second, Einad Namayisa Davashayin Shalai, because it does belong to them, because Pesach is Mamam Bailim. That was the source of Rabbi Shia. Now, that's how Rabbi Shia learned the Mishnah in Temura. However, where did he get this position of Rebbe from? My Rebbe, what's the source of Rebbe? The Sanya. We learn in a Braisa that's also discussed in Temura. The Torah Kedusha says, if there aren't enough people in the house to make up one seh, hecheyehu miseh, give someone to live from this seh. In other words, include someone else in. Mikdei achila, you could include someone else for achila. V'loim mikdei mechach, but you can't do a mechach with it. Rebbe yoimer af mikdei mechach. This is the source of Rebbe. Rebbe says that you could do a sale with it. Shimein lo b'man acher ima pischa v'alchir gaso. If he doesn't have enough people with his Karban Pesach or Chagiga, so then he could put someone else with him. Umosha b'yado chulin. And the money could be considered chulin. Shamanak kain hikdishu Yisrael as pischeim. Because Klal Yisrael were magdish their Karban Pesach with this condition. So you're allowed to do almost a business transaction to include someone else in and thereby get more cash to be able to do mekach. And Klal Yisrael has that in mind, that if they need more cash, they will be able to join someone into their Karban Pesach.
Rabbi and Rabbi Zera said, Chad Omar, Be'etzim Litzliyasa Kulam Lo Pligi. Everybody agrees, if someone joined in for your Karban Pesach by giving money, that he could use the cash that he gave you for wood to roast the Karban Pesach. Since it's there on behalf of the Karban Pesach, it's considered like the Karban Pesach. Keep pligi, when do we have the machloikis? B'matzah u'maror, while using it for matzah maror. Rabban Sviru Savri, hi achila achri sihi. It's considered a different achila. V'rebi savar, kim dechshir de Pesach, kigufa de Pesach dami. That we view the matzah maror as being kigufa the Pesach. And one of them, Rabbi or Rabbi Zeira, said, the Karban Pesach is eaten with matzah umar. And therefore everybody agrees, since it's a machshir for the Pesach, it's considered like the Pesach. Keep ligi, likach bo chalok, likach bo talis. Could you use the money that was given to join into your Karban Pesach to buy a shirt or a talis? Rabbanan savri, Rabban hold, miyos misam rachmana. You could give others to live from the set, and the money can't be used if for anything else except for the set. Rebbe Savar, you're allowed to also to provide for yourself as well from the set. So this is the position of Rebbe Oshia according to the Shita of Rebbe, which Rebbe Oshia used to explain the Mishnah in Temura, which will also answer the question, how could it be that monies that is given to a chabura for the Karban Pesach could be used for chulin, because when a person is magdish his Karban Pesach, he's magdish also with the intention that if he gets a profit from it, he could use it for personal needs. Abaye did not accept that explanation. Abaye learned that the only thing that could be used for personal needs is the leftover monies from the Karban Pesach. Abaye had said he would not have learned that that case of Tamura was talking according to Shita Rebbe. He would have learned that that Mishnah in Tamura that says that the Esna makes it Asur, the Kachim Asur, is because Kachim is Mamon Bailim, and therefore the financial ownership was transferred to the Esnan. Avol bePesach, when it comes to Karban Pesach, lo mishayir inish, people don't leave over anything of the Karban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Ktani Behedya, but didn't we learn beferish that in that Braisa, Rebbe was of the opinion that it could be used for Mekach, Sham Naskein Dishri Soas Pischeyem, that on that condition they consecrated their lambs for a Karban Pesach, for business, for Dmei Mekach. So you see, even the lambs, even the Korban Pesach itself was consecrated for even personal matters as well. It didn't preclude personal matters. The crux of the Machlokis is that according to Rebbe Oshia, it was consecrated, the Korban Pesach itself was consecrated also for, to be used for personal benefit if there are any dividends, while Abaye disagrees with that. The Braisa seems to say, I'm not asking Dishri Yisrael Peschein, even if there will be personal dividends. Answers the Gemara, Abaye learns that that Braisa, according to Rebbe, is only saying in regards to the monies of the Korban Pesach, but not the Korban Pesach itself. Once the Korban Pesach itself is consecrated, so then in such a case it cannot provide any personal dividends. The case, as we learned above in our Amud, according to Abaye, where monies could be used for Chulin, is a case where that the money was designated for Korban Pesach. Then, when people designate their monies, they don't designate it only for Korban Pesach, but they keep in mind that ultimately it might be used for Chulin. We begin a new Mishnah about the halacha of Zav and Zava and the Korban Pesach. A Zav is someone, a male, who sees an abnormal emission, in contrast to Keri, which is a normal seminal emission. Similarly, a Zava is an abnormal emission for a woman, in contrast to Nida, which is a normal emission. The Mishnah begins discussing the halachos first of a Zav vis-a-vis Korban Pesach, and then we will get to some halachos that relate to a woman as well. Zav sheraa shtei ri'iyos. There is an important distinction between a Zav who saw the abnormal emission two times versus three times. Two times, the Zav is already tame for 7 days. However, he does not bring a carbon. Three times, he is required to bring a carbon, as described in Parshas Metzora. So let's take a look at the mission. Zav sheraa shtei ri'iyos. If you have a Zav that saw this abnormal emission twice, he's not chayav a carbon. Therefore, on the seventh day of Toma Sheikhtin Alav B'Shiva, they could already bring the carbon Pesach. If Yud Dalet Nisan is the seventh day of his Toma, they could slaughter it because he'll be able to eat it that night. Ra Shalosh, but if it's his third, then Shochtin Alav B'Shmini Shalo. It could only be brought on the eighth day. Because after the 7 days of Tahara, he needs to bring a Karban. The Chiddush over here, Rashi adds, is that even though normally the Karbanos are supposed to be brought before the Karban Tamid and before the Karban Pesach, nevertheless, to be allow this person to be able to eat the Karban Pesach, he'll be able to do it afterwards. Now the Mishnah goes to the case of a woman who is a Shomeris Yom. Let's talk now about the other side. For an Isha, if she gets her period, which of course in menstrual cycle is normal, min haTorah she's a Nida for 7 days, after which she goes to Mikvah and she's Tahora. During the period after that is the time of potential Yimei Ziva. No longer is the period expected. And during that period of time, that's the period of a Zava, if she sees an emission. If she sees three emissions, then she becomes a Zava Gedola, and then in such a case, after she checks herself that the emission has stopped, she counts 7 clean days. If she sees only one Re'iyah, that's called a Shomeris Yom. She's waiting to check whether she's going to see more. If she doesn't, so then she'd go to the mikveh that night. That's called a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. What happens if there's a woman in that situation? Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, Sheichtin Aleha B'Sheni Shela, they could already slaughter the Korban Pesach the day after. Rasa Shnei Yamim, she saw for 2 days, Shochta La B'Shishi on the third day. Vahazava, the Zava, who needs to count 7 clean days, Shtochtin La B'Shmini, they could bring the Korban Pesach for her on the eighth day. She could bring her Korban. A Zava brings a Korban there in Parashas Metzora. It's also mentioned just like a Zav, and she could bring it that day as well after her Shiva Nikiyim, and then she can eat the Korban Pesach that night. Begins the Gemara in the last line in Sa'ad Yom and Alf. I'm Rav Yudam Rav. Shechtim Zarkin Al Tevul Yom. The halacha is that Shechita be done for a Tevul Yom. That's gone to Mikvah and it's going to be tar that night. They could do the Shechita and Zrika for that night. U'mechusar Kippurim, as well as someone who just needs to bring a Korban. Ve'ein Shechtim Zarkin on Tameh Beis Al Tamei Sheretz. However, you cannot do Shechita and Zrika someone who is Tamei Sheretz, even though he can go to mikveh that day and become tahar. Nevertheless, the Gemara will explain later on why he's different than a mechusar kippurim and a tful yom. V'ula amar av shochtim v'zarkin al tmei sheretz. Ula disagrees and says that the shechita can be done. L'rav asks the Gemara, I don't understand, why does Rav say that there's a difference? Maishot ful yom dechazi l'urta, since he could eat the Karban Pesach that night, he could have a Karban Pesach brought on his behalf. Tamei sheretz nami chazi l'urta, as long as he goes to mikveh, he'll be able to eat from the Karban Pesach that night. Answers the Gemara, mechusar tevila, no, in the case of tamei sheretz, he's lacking in action. He needs to go to the mikveh. Tful yom, asks the Gemara, not mechusar v'shemesh. The tful yom's not entirely tar either. The sun needs to set. The Gemara answers the distinction we alluded to before. Shimsha memela irva. That the sun is eventually going to set. It's automatic. So therefore, we have no reason to believe that the tahara will not take place. The sun will set tonight. And for that reason, we could already have the Karban Pesach brought because there will be no complications if it's as sure as the sun setting. Ask the Gemara, but that's not so. There are times that even though there's a missing action, we still allow the Karban Pesach to be brought. Mechusar Kippurim Nami. Mechusar Kippurim also, we said we're going to bring it as long as he can bring the Karban that day and be Tahar that night. We allow for the Karban Pesach to be brought on his behalf. So too over here, since he could go to the mikveh, we should allow the Karban to be prepared for this Tevul Yom. Excuse me, for this Tmei Sheretz. Answers the Gemara, Hop Mechusar Kippurim Shekina B'yada. We're talking about a case where the Mechusar Kippurim has the birds that are necessary in his hand, the birds of the Karbanos, for example, the case of Azaf. Since he's already roaring to go, we have no reason to believe it's not going to take place. Says the Gemara, Tmei Sheretz, Namei Rimikva Lefanov, where when it comes to Tmei Sheretz, the mikvah's right in front of him, all he's got to do is jump in. So of course, there's no reason to be concerned. Just like we're not concerned, the carbon's not going to be brought, we should be concerned he's not going to go into a mikvah. Says the Gemara, Dilma Pasha, maybe we're afraid that he's going to be negligent, he's not going to go to the mikveh. Says the Gemara, Yachim Mechusar Kippurim, Nami Dalma Pasha. Where we should be concerned that he's going to have the carb in his hand, but he's going to be negligent and going to forget. Answers the Gemara, Kagon the Mesrin of Bezdin. He gave over the cane, he gave over those birds to Bezdin. Uchad Rav Shmaya, as Rav Shmaya taught, Amar Chazak in Bezdin Shal Kohanim, Om de Misham, Ach Yichlu, Mo Shebeshel Faros. The Kohanim are very, very careful, and they take care of all of their responsibilities. And in those days, those who were chayiv kinim, they would bring money and put it in a pushka that was called kinim. And the kohanim, the Mishnah in Shkolim tells us, Mirtzah Shanel be our next masechta, they make sure that all of the monies are taken out and that every single chayiv kinim is taken care of before the day is up. Now the Gemara takes its above analysis, a particular part of it, and connects it to a previous issue that we've discussed. What was the assumption? Min haTorah, this fellow is really capable to become tar and eat the Karban Pesach that night. Min haTorah, everything seems to be going in the right direction. However, we're afraid he's going to be pasha, that he's not going to bring to himself the appropriate tahara by going to the mikveh. Asks the Gemara, is that really so? Ularav, midaraisa mikzi chazi min haTorah, he's already roaring to go. For Rabban hu degazri bay, and it's only a gzera midrabbanan. If that would be so, we would have a difficult Gemara later on. 10 dapim ago, we learned, Aloma Marav, why did Rav say that in a case, take a look at Rashi, we're speaking out the Rashi, in Dibar Maskelva, Omar Rav, that on Dafpei Amin Alf, we had learned that Rav said that if Rov of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, of course, we know the idea of Tumah Hotra Betzibur. What happens if one of group of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, one group is Tar, to the point that's 50-50. 50% of Klal Yisrael is Tar, 15 Tamei. So Rav gave the following suggestion, Mitamei Echabe and Besheretz. When Mitamei, one of Klal Yisrael Besheretz, then the majority is Tamei, and if the majority is Tamei, then everybody could bring the Karban Pesach because the rule of Tumah Hotra Betzibur. Why would that be so? What's that suggestion? At the end of the day, let him just simply go to the mikveh. In haTorah, we should say that he's basically tart. Ella says the Gemara, Lirav, we have to give a new pshat. The Pashtus, we're giving a new pshat. Rashi Dibar Masla Hachi Nami complicates things, but let's learn Ella as being a new pshat like Ella normally means. Lirav midaraisa nami loichazi. According to Rav, we're talking about a case where min haTorah, he can't bring the carbon. Because we're talking about the following case. It says the Torah, Ish Kishkei Tmei LeNefesh. someone who is tame. Mila eskin shechal shvi shelo lios berev Pesach. That his seventh day of Tumah falls out on Erev Pesach. Dahainu, that it's the same thing practically as Tumah Sheretz. Both people, someone who's Tamei Lenefesh, this his seventh day when he goes to the mikveh is like a Tamei Sheretz, someone who became Tamei from a Sheretz, who needs to go to the mikveh and is going to be tar that night. Va'amarachmana nidchi. In such a case, since he's not chozi on that day, so the Torah Kedesha says that it's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Asks the Gemara, how do you know that's what the Torah is describing? Ish ish ki etmei lenefesh. How do you know that it was on the seventh day? V'chi teima mimai dahachi. How do you know that this is the case? And if someone's tamei on the seventh day for tamei meis, then he gets pushed off for the Pesach Sheni. Let him go to the mikveh, and then that night he'll be able to be tarani from the Karban Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Savalak Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav was working within the pinya of Rav Yitzchak to Omar, Tmei Meis Mitzvah Hayu, that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar were Tmei Meis Mitzvah, Shechal Shvi Yishal En Liyos Vere Pesach. This is exactly the position of Rav Yitzchak in Sukkah on Daf Chav Heim Abeis, that they were Tmei Meis, B'nemar V'lo Yuchu Lassos HaPesach B'yomahu, B'yomahu Dei Nichon Lassos. They weren't able to do it at that day. Chazal Darshan, this opinion Sukkah Darshan's, Avol Motcha Yicholun Lassos, but the next day they were able to do. V'am Rachmanin Nitcho, nevertheless, the Tarek Dosha says that they bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Shem. So this is the crux of the Machlokas between Rav and others, and it's not talking about Tmei Sheretz, but rather we're talking about Tmei Meis, who can go to the mikveh on the seventh day, and he's considered midoraisa lechazi, and therefore he Karban Pesach is not brought for him, because at that moment he's considered someone who's not chazi, and therefore he would bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara continues, Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, Zav, Shara, Shtei Re'ios, we learned in our Mishnah, the Zav that saw two Re'ios, Shochtin Alav Bishvi, you could bring his Karban Pesach on the seventh day, because his Tahara is going to be up on that day. Now, did he go to the mikveh? Says the Gemara, my lav de lo tavu. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that you could start bringing the Karban Pesach from him even though he didn't go to the mikveh. Ushmaim no shochnu v'zarkin al tmei sheretz. That you do shchita and zrika for the parallel of a tmei sheretz. In other words, someone who's missing the tevila to be done. That would be a kasha on Rav. Says the Gemara, loy de tavu. No, he already went to the mikveh, and it could work even according to Rav. Asks the Gemara, Itavel, if he went to the mikveh, my kamashon, what's the chiddush? Answers the Gemara, hakamashon, the afagav the mechusar erev shemesh, even though the sun hasn't set, kamashon the shimsha memela arva, that the sun is eventually going to set, and therefore once he's gone to the mikveh, then you're allowed to arrange for his Karban Pesach to be brought. Continues the Gemara, Hachinayim Mistavra, and this is logical from the Sefer. Midiktani Sefer Rosh Olish Re'ios, Shochtan Olav Bishmini. That if you have a Zav with three Re'ios, so the Karban that needs to be brought on his behalf is brought on the eighth day, and then the Karban Pesach could be brought on the same day, and he could eat the Karban that night. Yam Reb Shleim Zav Shurash Dei Re'ios, Shochtan Olav Bishvi De Tavil. If we're going to say that the case of the Zav of two Re'ios, was he already gone to the Mikveh Itzrach, we still need the case of a Zav Gadol, where it's three Re'ios and a Karban, Sakadai Tachamina Rosh, Dei Re'ios V'Shvi Yehud Lo B'Chusar Maisa. Only there he already went to the mikveh, and there's no Maisa that needs to be done. Maybe we would have thought, only in that case do we have someone take care of his Karban Pesach. But we need the second case, Avu Rosh Shalosh B'Shmini, the Mechusar Maisa, but if he saw three, and then it's on the eighth day that he needs Mechusar Kapara, then he needs his Karban Lo, then in such a case, then we would not prepare for him. Kamash Malam, the Chiddush is the Afagad Mechusar Kapara, Sheikh Nim Visarkin Ilave. That still, the Shechita and Zrika is done on his behalf. Eli'i Amrit, Rosh De Rius B'Shvi, the Lo Tavel, that he didn't go to the mikveh, Bishmini Lamali. So why do I need Rosh Sholosh Bishmini? What is that case coming to add? In both cases, they're Mechusar Maisa. The Chiddush is, in the first case, that if you're Mechusar Maisa, still you could have the Karban Pesach brought for you. So who cares whether it's Mechusar Maisa because you're missing Tefillah, or Mechusar Maisa because the Karban has not been brought. And more than that, Hashti Yesh Lomar, Rosh Dei Re'ios Bishvi, that if he saw Turishvi and he's still missing his Tevila Delo Tavel, the Tamei Ma'al Yehu, he's a full-fledged Tamei Shechtin V'Zarkin Ani Lavei, Ra shalosh bishmini, after he saw three times, but it's already on the eighth day, the tavale, and he already went to the mikvah. Bishvi, the halach is mikvah d'dinah, you could already go to the mikvah mishvi and wait for Erev Shemesh on that night. The klisha tumah, already the tumah has gone down because he already went to the mikvah. Lo kol shekein, isn't it certain to shachtim zarkinan ilaveif, he's just missing the karban. Elalav, it must be shmamina, we see from here. Rosh de reyes bishvi, to shachtinan ilaveif, Ditavil, that the Shtei Re'iyos was a case where he already had gone to the mikvah. And that's how we had learned to defend, according to Rav, that said, Ein Shachtim Mizarkin Al Tmei Sheretz, because you need to go to the mikvah. As Gemara Loi, no, that's not a strong proof. Loi L'meim L'cha D'lo Tavil. Really, he didn't go to the mikvah, and still you could arrange for the Karban Pesach. V'itzrach, and we need both cases. Salkadai Tech Amina, I would have thought, Bishvi hu de biyado l'sakin, that on the seventh day, since it's in his own hands to fix it. In other words, it's only dependent on his actions that he's got to go to the mikvah. It's not dependent on anybody else. And as long as he goes to the mikvah, he's going to get full tahara. So then in such a case, you could arrange a carbon Pesach. Aval b'shmini ba on the eighth day, where there's a carbon. De'ein b'yado l'hakriv carbon. If we're talking about azav gadol that needs to bring a carbon, it's not dependent on him. He needs the cooperation of the kohanim. Ema pashe be'kohanim. Maybe the kohanim will be pashe. Kamash malon kid Rav Shmaya. The chiddush is like Rav Shmaya that we saw above. The Rav Shmaya had taught us 10 lives in the top. Chazaka, Ein Bezin, Shelkanim, Omdim Misham, Achichlu, Moshe, Bishofaros, that they're going to take care of all of the karbanos that are necessary. Hence, we cannot bring a raya whether we say Sharchdim Vizarkin al Tmei Sheretz or not. And we gave two rays of reading the halacha of Zav Sharosh de Rios, if it's a raya to the halacha of Sharchdim Vizarkin on somebody who's missing Tevila. In our Mishnah, we also learned that Zava as well, the Shechita will be done on the eighth day. Tanik Tana Kamedu Rav Ada Bar Ava. Tana taught in front of Rav Ada Bar Ava. Vazav in Shochtelah B'Shvi Shelah. Not only could you slaughter a Karim Pesach on the eighth day, but even on the seventh day as well. On Marlei, Rav Ada Bar Ava was very taken aback. Zava B'Shvi Shelah Michazia. A Zava on the eighth day is not shaykh to a Karim Pesach. She's not roy for a Karim Pesach. Why? Afilu l'man damar shechtim zarkel t'mei sheretz. Even according to man damar that says that someone who's t'mei sheretz and hasn't gone to the mikvah, you could still shecht for them a Karim Pesach before they've gone to the mikvah. Hani mili t'mei sheretz t'chazi l'orta. That's only t'mei sheretz who, if they go to the mikvah, then they could eat it that night, the Karim Pesach that night. Ha'ad l'machar demasika par loy chazia. But when it comes to the Zav and the Zava, who need to bring a carbon, Zav Gadol and Zava Gadola, now we're talking about Zava, in such a case, they also need to bring a carbon. And that carbon is only brought the next day. So she's only going to be ru'uya to eat the carbon Pesach the next day. Ema rather says, the Gemara must be an incorrect year, so it never meant to say the seventh day. Bishmini, that where the Chiddush what was being said over, is like we learned. As the way we had presented in our Mishnah is on the eighth day. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, that's Pashut. She's already Tahora. She's already gone to Mikvah. Already on the seventh day, she got to Mikvah. Mal the same kinu chasra kapara loi. Maybe because at the end of the day, she can't eat the Karim Pesach until her Karbanos of Zava are brought. So then, in such a case, you can't execute the Karim Pesach on her behalf. Kamashon Kedur Shmaya, the Chiddush is of Rav Shmaya, 10 lines from the top, that there's a Chazaka that the Kohanim are going to take care of, the Kenin, all of the Chiyuvim of the Zav and the Zava. Ravina Amar Nida. Tani Kame. Ravina says that the Chiddush that was said in front of Rav Ada Bar Ava was in regards to Anida. Vahanida Shochtem La Bashvi. That when it comes to Anida, so then the halacha is that we could already do the carbon Pesach on her behalf on the seventh day. Amalei, they said to Nida b'shvi michazi, a Nida on the seventh day is not roy yet for a carbon. Why? I feel my nama shoftim sarkin al tmei shmeretz. When do we say that the halacha is that even though it's missing going, the individual's missing going to the mikvah like tmei sheretz, that's because the chazi l'urta. That's because that night they'll be able to eat the carbon. Nida, when it comes to Anida, she doesn't go to the mikvah until Lu'urta de Shvi hu de Tavla. She only goes the night after the seventh. Ad Shmini the Avda Erev Shemesh Lo Chazya, and then she's got to wait for Erev Shemesh after the eighth day. Ela Eima Bishmini. So says Gemara, no, it must be that this Tana, what he was teaching in front of Ravina, was that it was the eighth day that you could arrange for the Karban Pesach on the Nida on the eighth day. Says Gemara, Pshita, that's Pashut. Hashul Mazava to Mechasra Kippura Shoftim Zakon LaBishmini for a Zava on the eighth day. As after her seven clean days, you could do Shechita and Zrika for as she's waiting for her carbon to be brought. You don't have to worry about the carbon not being brought. Nida lo mechasa kapara. Nida, of course, does not have the requirements of carbon. All she has to do is go to the mikvah, and minat Torah, she would have 7 days from the onset of her period, and on the eighth, then she would go to the mikvah. Tzricha lemeimer de shechtina v'zarkina nala. There you need to say that you could do shechita and zrika. All she needs to do is wait. She went to the mikveh at night on the eighth night. So all she has to do is just wait for the end of the eighth day. There's a gemara, nida is tzricha lei, no. There's a chidush that this Tana was trying to bring out regards to nida. Hakamashman, that they were telling us the following chidush. Bishmini in, that she could go to the mikveh on the night of the eighth, bashvilo, but she cannot go during the day of the seventh. And therefore, she's only going to be roy for a Karban Pesach on the 8th. Kiddush Sanya, as we learn in a Braisa, this halacha by Nida. Kol chayove tfiloson biyom. Anybody that needs to go to the mikveh could go during the day. Nida v'yoledes tfiloson balayla. But a Nida and a Yoledes needs to wait for the next night. So for example, we have the case of Azava Gedola. She waits seven clean days, counts seven clean days. She could go to the mikveh. This is an important halacha. Me'ikr d'dina, she could go to the seventh, during the day of the seventh. However, a Nida and a Yoledes, Nida here we're talking about Nida min ha-Torah, the classic Nida in the Torah, not Nida bizman hazeh. She has to wait to the night of the eighth. Sanya, as we learned in the Brayse, Yochel Tei Tovels Mabod Yom, I might think that she could go during the day of the seventh. Havloma Shivas Yom Tiei Binyan Sa, Tehei Benida Sa Kol Shiva. She should stay in her Nida state all 7 days. V'yoledes is Kishla Nida. And we equate a Yoledes to a Nida. And so the Chiddush over here is not a Chiddush in regards to Karban Pesach, but rather telling us that she can't go on the seventh like a Zava who could go on their seventh clean day. Rather, she counts 7 days from the onset of her period, and she goes to the night on the night of the eighth. What is the halach of Nida Bizman Hazeh in regards to her going on the seventh of her clean days? Be'ezer Hashem, that's a nominee for halacha from the daily daf. This concludes Daf Tzadi in Meseches Pesachim. Here, the streets have slowly begun to quiet. The Shuk of Dalad Minim is all but dismantled as the Hamon Am begins to get their Lulav and Esrogim ready, finish up, make the last finishing touches on their Sukkah. Be'ezer Hashem, may this Yom Tov be a Yom Tov that's truly Zman Simchaseinu. May we come even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highlight, the pinnacle of the Avodas Hashem of Tishrei is the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and may the joy after the Yom Noraim be something that it comes to every Jew in Klal Yisrael. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tzadi in Meseches Pesachim.